Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, Marge, we're talking a lot about fermented foods. When somebody thinks about fermented foods, obviously we want to have an end and a beginning here. So the beginning is we're going to start incorporating in possibly some of these fermented foods. What's the end result on our digestive system?
Well, it helps the beneficial flora that lives in our body. It helps it to grow and to flourish. And, you know, a lot of people are interested in probiotics, and they have to sort of take themselves out of the mindset of, I'm just going to take this and do nothing else, and it's going to fix my problem, whether it be chronic diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease. We have to take care of our probiotic. You get a quality probiotic and you start taking it, but this is where the food comes in. And this is why I think integrative medicine is so interesting. Is you're putting in beneficial bacteria in the form of a high-quality probiotic. But it's your responsibility as a person to keep that probiotic colony strong and alive. So what do you feed it? You don't want to feed it a meal that comes through the window of a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. How's that going to feed beneficial bacteria? Not going to be a very good food choice, not a great food choice for people, and your bacteria doesn't think it's a very good choice either. What your bacteria want is like food. Your healthy intestinal flora colony that is from, you know, entrance to exit of your digestive system wants to thrive. And the food that it likes the best is other fermented foods. Because it's like, hey, neighbor, come on over. You know, we have a lot of things in common. Why don't we help each other? So when you take a quality probiotic, which I think everybody needs to do, and you start improving the kinds of foods you not only feed your body, but you feed your probiotic colony, fermented foods are the logical next step because you're going to give it things to help the beneficial bacteria grow while defeating the pathogenic bacteria. And what you're trying to do is come up with that beautiful balance of healthy microflora to pathogenic bad bacteria. You know, in any two-sided battle, you always want more good guys than bad guys. So it only makes sense that you would want to inhibit the bad guys as much as possible and make the good guys as strong as possible. And when you're eating these fermented foods, what better to feed a lactobacillus probiotic than natural occurring lactobacillus? It's probably its favorite food. It's, you know, most likely it's what the bacteria latches onto to be able to grow and flourish, you know, with all the other stuff we put in that tends to destroy our healthy colony. You know, that's the secret.
You know, many things that we did years ago, decades ago, we did for necessity. We're talking about the holding on to food, preserving our food, making our food supply last longer, and fermentation and putting up vegetables and drying our meats and root cellars and all these things. We did it out of necessity for survival, and it was very beneficial. And many of the benefits we got from it, we probably didn't even link to the food or even associate it to the food. Now, here we are, fast forward 50, 75, 100 years later. And the things that we were doing back then for survival are even more necessary for survival today, but for a different reason. We ourselves have created such an unhealthy balance. We have chosen to consume foods that give us more negative effects than positive effects, and yet we still continue to do it every single day. And the better tasting they make these unhealthy foods, the more unhealthy we get. So we've created a negative balance in our body where we are definitely tilted to one side. And I think we have much more of what you said of the bad guys than we do the good guys. And we need to create that teeter-totter balance. And I'm a huge believer in using a quality probiotic. And of course, exercise and a good diet, that healthy trinity, those three together are essential for survival today, of a quality survival. Because, you know, some people today are being band-aided and held together with medication, not much of a quality of life to go with their quantity. So when we start thinking and trying to teach and educate people with the idea of fermentation foods and a better quality diet and bringing in a probiotic, I think for some people, it's just they throw their hands in the air. They don't know where to start. Obviously, starting with that healthy probiotic is number one, first and primary, and then maybe then starting with the dietary restrictions.
Well, yeah, that is one thing I think that integrative physicians and nutritionists and everybody agrees on, that the vast majority of things that are wrong in our body start in our gut.
True.
And it starts in our gut because of the imbalance of beneficial to pathogenic bacteria. I don't think that anyone would argue that anymore. I think we're all pretty in tune with that, that we have to create a positive balance as opposed to a negative balance. And look at the things everybody does every day. You know, you start, maybe you have a little digestive discomfort and heartburn or GERD or acid reflux. The first thing you do is you go and look in that big aisle in the drugstore and you take something to shut the acid off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you've talked about many, many times, that takes away the first line of defense. That acid in our tummies is there not only to help digest food, but to kill that pathogenic bacteria. That's its main function. So when the food gets into the intestines, it's been cleaned up. If there's any bacteria, it's been killed off. And it gets to the intestines, and ideally, we should have been taking our really good, high-quality probiotic and feeding that probiotic really good food, which makes us resistant to more health problems. And I think the mindset is unfortunate that we wait till it's broke until we fix it.
True.
When we really have all the tools now to keep it working. Like, you know, you maintain your automobile. People don't even think twice about it. Oh, I know I have to get an oil change. I know I have to get my filters changed. I know I have to get new tires. I have to maintain my automobile so I can drive. And we don't think about it in the same way we think about our bodies, of the things we have to do as our daily maintenance to keep our bodies functioning. And I think the biggest example of when that imbalance of bacteria happens is when someone experiences food poisoning.
Let me ask
you, for sure.
Yeah, let me ask you a quick question, interrupt you for one quick second.
Sure.
You know, when people are looking and thinking about this, you mentioned the drugstore. Somewhere along the line, the mentality switched around that we need to approach the kill of the symptom and stop analyzing the journey on how we got to where we are. We don't really think about how we got to this state. We just want to know what can we do to make it all go away. And this is what steers us into the choices that don't really benefit the digestive tract, like the acid-suppressive proton pump inhibitors and antacids.
Exactly. And that's when having something, unfortunately, like food poisoning, when you know that your digestive system is upset by a bacteria, because you know what happens when you ingest a foodborne bacteria, you have a lot of vomiting, usually diarrhea, extreme discomfort. And, you know, it's funny, that is often the thing that sends people to a quality health food store to buy a probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sends the point home. The bad bacteria won the battle. I need to build up good bacteria so this doesn't happen again. And as bad as having that is, it's almost the thing that draws people to the health food store looking for a quality probiotic. Until you experience that imbalance, a lot of people just don't know it's there because, like you said before, they're taking things to cover it up. And then that one thing happens, or you go on antibiotics for some other infection, and your entire healthy colony is destroyed, and you experience things like intestinal discomfort, overgrowth of yeast. That's going to send people on a path to find a quality probiotic because it's it's sort of like hit them in the head with a hammer. You got to get some good probiotics in you and grow that good colony to stop the destruction of it, because look what happens when it's destroyed. And I think sometimes people need that big push to realize the importance of what the probiotics do. Because, you know, when you keep your colony healthy and you take a good probiotic every day and you try and eat healthier food, you get more movement, you get more exercise, more bad stuff comes out when you move your bowels and when you urinate. And the other thing that dawns on you one day is, wow, all my friends got this respiratory infection this year, but I didn't get it. You know, I have friends that have sinus infections all the time. I don't get them. I don't get yeast infections. And it begins to connect the dots in a way of the importance of that healthy trinity you talk about. The healthy probiotic, the healthy food that not only feeds our body to create energy, but feeds our probiotic colony to flourish in our intestines. And all that ties together to a much healthier person, a person who's more resistant to infection, who's more resistant to things like food poisoning. Have you ever gone somewhere and a whole bunch of people you knew at a party or a restaurant got sick and you didn't?
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever wonder why? Was it just luck? And I don't think it's just luck. I think the people that don't get affected by it are the people that have the strongest probiotic colony, that really take care of that colony, you know, just like you would take care of your car. You know, we spend a lot of money taking care of our cars and a lot of time. We need to focus some of that into taking care of the engine of our body, which is our digestive system. That's where all the magic happens. That's where all the good gets in our system and all the bad comes out of our system. And it's our responsibility to take care of that and take responsibility for our own quality of health. And the first step to that, I think, with everybody is a quality probiotic. You have to make that colony strong, and then you can work on things from there. But if that part of you doesn't work, if you're not getting in good nutrition because your colony's weak, you're going to fight that never-ending battle. You have to start at the beginning, and the very beginning is to make that digestive engine, you know, that race car quality engine, that supercharged, super efficient engine. And I think that modern technology and the convenience foods and, you know, how easy it is to just go to the drugstore and grab something, we've sort of lost that. And we need to take some steps back and look at how probiotics started and why they started and think, wow, those people knew a lot for people that didn't have TV commercials for antacid drugs and didn't have grocery stores full of food. So that's the beauty, I think, of fermented foods coming back into the scene, is that we're finally eating things that not only taste good, but help our that wonderful probiotic we take every day to flourish in our bodies.
You know, people today say that as we get older, obviously, we don't digest our foods as effectively, and that's true. And many people are lacking in digestive enzymes. Their guts are, as we say, compromised. But when you look at the benefits and the absorbability of fermented foods, you are now incorporating foods that are not only good for you and for better life and better quality, obviously, but also foods that are easier on your digestive tract, even if you tend to be someone with a compromised gut. And when you enhance that with the probiotics, at any stage of the game, at any age, you're going to be providing fuel for the body that is gentle and absorbable and digestible, but in a really good way that no matter where you are in the state of health, the benefits are still very pronounced.
Most definitely. And the other benefit of it is when all those things you just mentioned happen, we create more ATP. And ATP is our body's energy. That's our cellular energy.
Mm-hmm.
And denatured food and a lot of these proton pump inhibitors and antacids, they stop our body's ability to turn over ATP, because we only get ATP. It doesn't come in a pill. It doesn't come in a magic potion. It comes from healthy food. Our body can only make the good stuff from the good stuff. And when you use a fermented food and your healthy probiotic, your ability to turn over ATP is increased. So not only is your health improving, your energy is improving. You have more physical energy. You have more mental energy, because that lack of ATP turning over, that's brain fog. That's what that is, wow, there's not enough happening in my cells to make enough energy to keep my eyes open during the workday, or I can't concentrate on what I'm trying to study. It's not because you're just tired. It's because you're not turning that ATP over. And that's the only way it happens, is through healthy digestion of healthy foods.
You know, today we have these outbreaks that you were talking about before, and these outbreaks of things like Listeria and other kinds of bacterial things that are getting into the food supply. And even the CDC, they'll warn people about this, but they will say that, you know, the people with weak immune systems and people that are run down and people that get sick more easy, these are obviously the people that have to be more concerned. And I think you hit something right on the head. I think we're going to have a better chance of being able to dodge some of these unhealthy bullets if we're stronger, if we're healthier, if our protective mechanisms are in place, if our digestive systems are tuned and our bacterial counts are high and mighty and being reinforced every single day by both fermented foods as well as quality probiotics, if we are moving our bodies in a healthy way, and if we are, you know, eating food and consuming foods that are beneficial in building and replenishing and rejuvenating and relubricating and rehydrating to our body, I think we're going to have a better chance of dodging some of the bullets. But We have to take the step.
Most definitely. You know, people, we do things every day to protect ourselves that we don't even think about.
True.
We do it without thinking. We lock our doors. We put on a seatbelt when we get behind the wheel of a car. All these are things that protect us. But I think people need to start deciding, I'm going to go and change my diet and find a good probiotic and get myself a little regular exercise to begin to protect myself against possible invaders that can damage my health. We need to be proactive with our probiotics.
Well, you know, I think that we've given a lot of great information today. If you have to leave somebody with just a quick note about fermented food and probiotics, what would you say?
It's like buying the world's best insurance. You're giving your body exactly the tools it needs to keep you in a state of optimum health and to keep you functioning the way you should, have energy, have protection against pathogens and negative bacteria, and not spend your day sitting in the doctor's office, not spend your time laying in bed feeling uncomfortable, not worried every second about what you're going to eat because everything makes you feel bad. You need to just take in some of these wonderful fermented foods and your good probiotic to give your digestive system all the tools it needs to do its best. And it's doing its best to make you your best.
We've talked a lot today about fermented foods and, of course, quality diet and incorporating in quality fermented foods. And, of course, never starting your day without a quality probiotic to get the building and the recolonizing and, you know, the adjusting and the causing that balance that so many of us are lacking in our guts and our digestive systems. I hope it was good information. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for listening and stay well.